Good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
And good day, America. Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy wide.
You take 1 week off and you can't speak now or what?
Border. Your host, Dave Mason, joining you this Saturday morning. Kind of a Seattle morning here in Tucson, kind of weird.
Oh, but it's nice though.
It is nice.
It's been quite dry.
You don't live in the desert and not appreciate rain.
That's right, man. It's been dry
enough.
It's
historic.
We haven't had... Did we have any rain in January at all?
I don't think so.
And in February, did we have some in February?
I don't think we did in February.
Yeah, I think this is the first rain of the year.
It's been a while.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, been a while. 866-821-8255 is the number. You can join us here live. And a couple of important anniversaries, conventions, expositions have gone on since the last time we talked. We're going to talk about those, the RSA conference and things like that. We'll talk about some interesting developments, some interesting new products, too. And the thing that's always compelling is when you get a good product that is at a reasonable price. It is really exciting. We'll talk about HP's new product offering that meets those criteria. And, of course, your calls at 866-821-8255. And as you heard, as always, joined here by the lovely and talented Coldstone Evil Steve.
Evil Steve.
I'm going to eat.
The continues to grow larger and larger. He eats too much of Tokyo Bay's content.
What do you mean?
He eats everything in sight.
It shouldn't be able to eat all of that. Something should be done. What? That monster so huge.
And me, I'm my computer's user, and your host, Dr. Dave.
Goodness gracious. I'm chop, 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 chopping with all of my might.
Yeah, 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK.
Hold on. Before we continue on with the show.
Yes.
Robert, we're doing the show. It's live.
And you announced it.
Hit the button.
Now. Go!
Actually, you should have hit it about 3 or 4 minutes ago.
Yeah. But. Yeah, if you haven't hit it yet, it's too late.
one of our pirate affiliates. Just want to, I can't say his last name.
Well,
in fact,
I
didn't even say his first name. I think I may have screwed up there as well.
Right.
Crap. I messed up.
There's only 4.9 million Roberts.
That's true.
Geez, lots of fun stuff to talk about. It's weird, though. I really do I give a lot of credit to folks in rainy locales like Seattle. Because whenever it rains, I just want to have a bowl of soup and go take a nap.
Right.
Doesn't matter. What time of day, doesn't matter what's going on, doesn't matter how I feel, immediately it rains. So for those guys in Seattle getting all this stuff done, way to go, man. Awesome. Obviously, they're not taking naps.
Congratulations for getting out of bed.
They're not taking naps. Yeah, that's good. 866-821-8255.
You better finish that number, though.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. 866-821-8255.
Oh, guess you
There's
did,
no
yeah.
more numbers left.
That's right. I forgot.
No more numbers left.
Hey, is there an email?
Ten
is there an
is
email?
The max.
That's what it is. There's an email, right?
Dr. Dave, live at gmail.com.
This is like a memory
Are there more? Are there more?
When was your birthday?
Do we have more things coming up? Is there more than gmail.com?
When was the last time you had a healthy meal?
A healthy meal or just a meal?
No, a healthy meal.
Ah, well, who knows? No, I have healthy meals all the time.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, lots of fun stuff to talk about today. I don't even know where to start. I don't know. Did you hear the report recently? I know this is probably a strange thing to kick the show off with, but it just struck me. And it struck me partially because I've thought of this before. And it's not a new concept, you know, that idea that maybe there's some protection in anonymity just because of the sheer volume of data. And I don't recall who it was a week or two ago talking about the NSA may need to stop harvesting all this data because it's too much. It's useless. It becomes useless. At some point, it becomes useless. And, you know, we've talked about that just in terms of personal stuff where you've got so many connections. You've got so many social apps running. You've got so many emails coming in and out. You've got so many TV shows and songs on your electronic devices that it's hard to deal with any of it very well. It's sort of like data hoarding. You know, eventually, you know, you at some point, you cross that threshold from collector to hoarder. And the instant you cross that point, it's a big negative. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about coffee cans or data. And it was just interesting to me that some official talked about this. I wish I could remember what the details were, but I just found it interesting that they admitted that we may need to. Now, he didn't say we're going to, but he said we may need to reconsider our data collection policies and what we're doing because it's so overwhelming, even with that incredible data center in Utah.
Well, you know what? I just had a question for you. So if you're a data hoarder, do you have to digitally walk over and around your data?
Yeah, when you're walking through your data room and your head is bumping against the data room ceiling as you walk on your piles of data and there's a stench, you need to call somebody. But it's a common thing. I mean, you know, we've talked about it for years, decades, in fact. You know, that old axiom that data is not information. Information is not knowledge. Knowledge is not wisdom. You know, there's a difference. Raw data is just that, raw data, and can be often very meaningless. In fact, it can be completely misleading. It can be misinformation. So, you know, we live in that time now where it's become trivial to collect data. We can get data from so many sources, it's just utterly ridiculous. Even if you're not the NSA. And sifting through that and really making good use of it is incredibly difficult. And it's no different from whether it's the CIA, the NSA, or you. They may have a greater overall capability to deal with the volume of data, but they still ultimately have only a certain level they can deal with. And beyond that, it becomes completely overwhelming. So maybe the key is to tweet and Facebook and email so much that they can't possibly keep up with everything. And it just shuts. It's like an attack almost.
My dad will be back in a jiffy.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com. Tech.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.